Delaney, if you've never heard the show, I'm glad you found us. We're not going to talk about aliens unless curiosity uncovers signs of life on the red planet. Which, by the way, I think it's very cool that NASA has Curiosity, the rover, up there. It actually sent back some of the first color images. Of course, it is costing a fortune, but 700 people are employed because of Curiosity. That's a good thing, because remember, a lot of people were dumped out with the shuttle program. Isn't it about jobs? Yeah, so a few jobs are back when it comes to the space program. Then there is that argument about, can we really afford this? How much are we spending for this rover? I mean, it's cool and all, and I am a space person, because I think ultimately you have to figure out what is it that we're learning from space exploration. Plus, I'm so tired of the Chinese kicking our butts in all kinds of things, not just sports, by the way. They are ahead in the medal count, 73-70. But we're right behind them. When it's all said and done, I think the U.S. overtakes, maybe by just a medal or two. So certainly there are people questioning the validity of sending up this rover because of the amount of money ultimately it cost. The big buzz in the backyard, I like to say that's really what America Tonight is about. That's why you can always throw in your 2 cents, because we are open for biz. 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. And the buzz is over a couple of different things. Still, many talking about what's happened in Milwaukee, in the Sikh temple, for lots of different reasons. One, because here we go again with mass shooting, and turns out that, sure enough, the guy who, Wade Page, who killed the 6 people in the temple and then ultimately was killed by a police officer who he shot 9 times and is surviving, thank goodness. What actually made him snap is the unknown thing, but he was a white fringe supremacy guy. He had moved into a place that he was renting that had nothing in it pretty much, and went on to do what he did. The question I guess I have is, was there confusion over a Sikh temple versus Muslims? Sikhs say that they have that problem because of the turban that they wear. There's confusion for some people over Muslim versus Sikh, but even the Sikhs aren't trying to say, oh, you know, geez, I think he meant to hit a mosque. They're saying this is just something that's happened since 9/11. One thing is for sure, you can't freeze time, and sadly for the families of the victims, you can't bring them back. You can't bring them back no matter what the circumstances here, and too many people lately are heartsick over losing someone thanks to some nut opening fire, whether it's in a temple or a movie theater or at a place of work. I mean, what is going on? I hope this does not continue to be the rallying cry for gun control advocates, because that's a huge mistake. All you have to do is really look closely at the statistics, and you'll understand what I mean. It's easy to say, but wait a second, look at what I've read about this country and that country, and they don't, like England, they don't have guns, right? So look at their crime. But people aren't looking at the crime rates, the other things that are happening. And I still would stand by, and I think many of you would agree, that if somebody wants to harm somebody, yeah, they could just blow them up. They can do a million other things without a gun. The key here is thinking of the victims, thinking of the families who have to suffer through this, and maybe churches. I made a couple of calls today, and there are some churches some big mega churches that have guards already to be aware of what could go on at a service. Not hoping for it, of course not hoping for it, but not wanting to have to even stop anyone, but just to be cautious before this, had somebody already that was looking mostly at what could happen in the parking lots, worried that somebody would try to steal things from cars and that kind of thing, but many of them are off-duty police officers who have these jobs and they carry a gun. America, I mentioned the metal count, trying to keep pushing for those golds, and the U.S. has been golden in the Olympics many, many times, including American Allie Reisman, who won gold in the floor exercise, which is a big deal because Gabby Douglas for the women was all the rage, to be sure, over her accomplishments in the all-around and the team, the entire team, five of them, getting the gold medals. But this was a girl who looked like she was struggling early. So it's huge. That's one of those big, awesome moments in life that nobody can take that away from her, especially with so much controversy surrounding little tiny points here and there when it comes to gymnastics. Something that I've just really kind of learned from watching the Olympics, because I didn't grow up with a gymnastic background. Maybe some of you grew up with gymnastic type things in your part of your PE or, you know, whatever. So it's fascinating to see what they can do to a pummel horse and what they can do when they're doing the floor exercise and what they can do on rings even. It's absolutely, I think, mind-blowing how good these athletes are and how much praise we could easily heap on them. All right, I'm bouncing back to the chic situation. Now it's about funerals and loved ones and traditions when you're burying the dead, something that many didn't think they would be doing except for celebrating and worshiping on Sunday. Here's Governor Scott Walker talking about the tragedy.
If anything, I think this is something that, as odd it might sound, might in many ways unite us even more.
Yep, kind of like 9/11. I mean, two different things and a massive loss of life in a different way. But that's what happened in New York. People said this, and I, as somebody who lived there, I believe to be true. There was a softening of the survivors, and there was a sense that anybody who was there was a survivor because of what happened on that day and the towers going down and then Pentagon and Shanksville, Pennsylvania. So in Wisconsin, a lot of people are coming together to help the people in that temple, which is nice, of all different walks of life. I mean, really, what else can you do? I think that's why I was thinking about this today. So many people, when there's an accident, you know, when you drive by something and you see flowers and you see a big cross because you know, oh, man, something happened there, and that's why you see all the stuff that's left behind. And this is what people do. They find a spot and they mark it and they go there and they have a vigil or they lay flowers, anything to somehow unite the people that are left behind. So well said by that governor. Stick with us.
Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, August 7th, 2012. Gold opened this morning at 1614.80. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for 1655.26, 827.63 for a half ounce, or 413.81 for a quarter ounce. That's 1655.26, 827.63, and 413.81.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
We've all heard the phrase, don't judge a book by its cover. A wise saying for sure. Now apply that wisdom to nutrition. Don't judge milk by the animal. Camel milk, the best-kept health secret ever. See for yourself at camelmilkforsale.com and look for the Summer Camel Milk Special. Loaded with health benefits far superior to other milk, camel milk has antibacterial, antiviral, and anti-tumor properties, is rich in B vitamins, and is 3 times higher in vitamin C than cow's milk, 10 times higher in iron. Plus, it contains 52 units of insulin-like proteins per liter, effectively lowering blood sugar levels. Many of our members testified that drinking camel milk reversed diabetes and greatly improved autism. Camel milk comes fresh or frozen from your trusted local family farm, shipped on dry ice to preserve freshness. Go to camelmilkforsale.com now and look under products and pricing for the summer special with free bonus pints. That's camelmilkforsale.com.
Who are you going to root for when it comes to sand volleyball for the women? I know all you guys out there, how you think you're just rooting that the weather's nice so they wear the bikinis. But check this out. It's going to be the easiest chant in the history of man at an Olympic site because two U.S. women's teams are facing off for gold in the All-American final of women's beach volleyball. So if you were at the venue, this is what you would probably hear.
USA! USA! USA!
Yeah, pretty easy, right? Because there's no one else to cheer for. They're all from the USA. I'm rooting for the old ladies. I'm rooting for the old ladies. Misty May Trainer and Carrie Walsh. Although, whatever way it went, only because of the sense of history, wouldn't it be great? 3 in a row, golds, boom. It's the torch behind them, they get silver, then the next time out, they get gold. But trust me, they're going to be playing all out. All 4 of them are playing all out. I mean, that's another tricky sport. It's pretty tricky. There's a lot of ground that you have to cover there. All right, speaking of having to cover a lot of ground, bullying, if you notice, in the last really 3 or 4 years, has become the major point of discussion besides testing in schools because the school districts, many of them, are requiring parents and kids to sign something saying they wouldn't bully at school, and if something happened, they'd have 3 strikes or 2 strikes or whatever it is. I know this because I have cousins in New Jersey who navigate the choppy waters of the bullying issue. when I was in school, what is bullying, considered bullying, would have probably gotten everyone I know thrown out of school because, you know, they were pickers. But this is much different now, and we can't shut that door. We can't go backwards and try to even things out. I mean, there's always going to be people, there's always going to be kids, rather, that pick on other kids. Whether you were bullied or not in school, certainly you all know that that happens. Whether somebody's weaker or stranger or eccentric, if you want to use that word, or whatever it might be, or you just have a bunch of mean girls. And so how do you separate the whole bullying thing? The Secretary of Education, Arne Duncan, said this about zero tolerance and the fact that there's still a long way to go in the U.S. Even he can't remember what he was saying about bullying. But basically, we're talking about no tolerance for picking on other kids. Am I right, Mr. Secretary?
When we expel them to the streets and we give up on them, we become part of the problem, not part of the solution. So that's the easy thing to do. It's not the right thing to do. We can and we should absolutely celebrate the success over the past couple years. But we all know we have a long, long way to go until all of our schools have the procedures, the policies, the programs, the culture, and the laws in place to fully combat bullying.
It's interesting what he said. I agree with. You can't, throwing somebody on the street doesn't solve the problem. And that is part of now the problem in some schools, because the pendulum has swung in such a direction that it's hard to find that middle ground. So the kids are stuck. They sign these declarations that they're not going to bully, and then somebody overhears something, and then this happens, and it becomes a very serious problem almost instantly. So there has to be a better way to sort it out. But, you know, you get government involved, not to be negative, too much red tape, just cut to the chase and figure it out. I think you have to go by individual districts. But we've seen some terrible things that have happened. The kid that killed herself because the mother was pretending she was another 16-year-old and was befriending her, and then ultimately messed with her and she killed herself. There was the Irish girl, same thing, who was ostracized at school. She killed herself too. And of course, if somebody takes their life, you can't squarely blame it, I don't think, on somebody in these situations. But they certainly pushed the right buttons, and that's the key thing with the whole bullying deal. People pushing the right buttons to push someone over the edge. Hey, if you were going to Cancun tomorrow, think again. Hurricane Ernesto made landfall. There's always the speculation of what is it going to turn into, what does it mean, and should we start to batten the hatches. But Ernesto certainly is spoiling some vacations for a few people and the people who live there. It hit the Yucatan Peninsula pretty hard, and it's weakened a little bit. It whipped through with 80-mile-an-hour winds. It's a Cat 1 storm. It's supposed to lose some of its punch as it crosses the landmass before emerging into the bay that's not too far away there when we're talking about Mexico. But the winds is, I think, what's so concerning to so many people, and the storm could cause flash floods and mudslides. Can you imagine? Oh, we finally got to Cancun. Whoa! The eye of the hurricane is passing over us. And they're thinking probably 5 inches or more of rain. Ooh. Be a rough way, wouldn't it? Be a rough way to be on a honeymoon or start a vacation somewhere in the middle of 80-mile-an-hour winds. 80-mile-an-hour winds. I would say no thank you. Some people got on the plane and evacuated. They're evacuating everybody and just get out of there, because at this point, how can you salvage those couple of days in the sun anyway? I wish that Romney would just hurry up and pick a VP. Aren't you tired of that storyline? Who's going to be the VP? Who will it be? Will it be somebody from left field? Will Condi Rice step up? Everybody loves Condi Rice, or at least the Republicans do. So let's pick Condi Rice. There are other people whose names have been on the short list, too, for the VP. It seems as though Paul Ryan, the congressman, is being groomed maybe for that spot. He's well-spoken, has a counterattack to the budget, and he seems like a good choice because of the Tea Party, because of the more conservative bent in the Republican Party. He would most likely fit the bill, to be sure. Ernesto, trying hardly to stay alive. That's what I think of when I think of hurricanes. Because, you know, they always used to use that word, dissipate. So I'm always rooting, do your damage and move on. Do your damage and then move on. Not so sure with this one. I started off the show talking about the gunman, Wade Page, who went into the Sikh temple and decided to open fire. But at this point, we don't know the motive, and there is no evidence that the temple shooter left any kind of a message anywhere, encrypted, not encrypted, in a safety deposit box or somewhere else. They have scoured the police and the FBI have scoured all over the place, and they cannot find anything. They can't find anything at this point. So that's unfortunate, because if there was an exact roadmap, how much easier would it be to stop speculating about Page and just have the motive right there in front of them? But it doesn't seem as though he left anything of the sort behind like that. All right, we're kicking the can down the road. Sit back, relax, as we still have two more turns left on this sucker.
The summer specials are on at HHA, Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big at herbalhealer.com. And new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale, liquid CalMag vitamin D and organic iodine, CoQ10 with Hawthorne, colon enhancer, Super 2, natural laxative, our exceptional product Tonixin, memory power, and Super Male and Femplex, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. Also get 10% off on the Herbal Healer Academy Survival Course, information that might save your life. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy at herbalhealer.com.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock, save you money, and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey water filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey water filters with Wise foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
Tonight with me, Kate Delaney, coast to coast and all those nooks and crannies in between. Here's a common denominator for all of us. We have to eat. We're talking about food and the price of food. If you've been to the grocery store lately, you know what I'm talking about. What's going to happen now with this terrible drought of 2012? How much more expensive is food getting? We've talked to farmers in the Midwest and how much of that corn crop has been burned up. Scary, scary stuff. You have to be paying attention to this. And I'm sure some of you are. You're wondering what's going to happen with the family budget. So we thought it would be fun to have Dr. John McDougall come on the show. He's got a book out called The Starch Solution. It's a New York Times bestseller. Hey, Doc, thanks for coming on the show.
What an appropriate time to talk about eating starch. It's sad, but, you know, families have to start thinking about the budget and feeding their family right. You know, you don't have time to get sick anymore. So, yeah, it just happened to fall into the topic of the sad times that are going on now.
Yeah, and it's, I mentioned corn. It's because corn is used to feed livestock for meat and, of course, all the other stuff that goes along with that, too. So there's the human element of corn just straight up, but also the importance of corn with the feed, and that's helping to drive those prices up. So here's the big question. With the total at the grocery store shocking some and killing budgets, how do you keep feeding your family good stuff, healthy food, doctor?
Well, you eat the food that you would have fed to the pigs and the cows. That's simply what you do. You eat the corn and you eat the soybeans and you eat the potatoes that you would otherwise convert it into animal food, which gets very expensive. And it is expensive. Now, we did a survey, and actually we did it in 2008 when the economic downturn started. And what people did is they stopped going to fancy restaurants and they started going to fast food restaurants thinking that was the cheapest place to eat. And in their minds, it certainly was. So we went around our town in Santa Rosa, California, and we looked at the cost of 2,500 calories at fast food restaurants like McDonald's and Wendy's and Taco Bell, et cetera. And the cost for 2,500 calories, in other words, a day's worth of food, was $14. And then we went to Costco and Walmart and Whole Foods, and we figured how much it would cost to buy 2,500 calories worth of potatoes and rice and corn and vegetables to make things like minestrone soup and mushu vegetables and bean burritos and things like that. And the cost is $3 a day per person. That means you save $11 per person per day. That's $44 for a family of four and $66 for a family of six. That's per day you save, plus you end up being healthier because you're not eating all the saturated fat and cholesterol that you'd have gotten from eating the pigs and the cows.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a win-win situation.
Yeah. So you're saying, you know, there's some people that are listening to this are saying, oh, but wait a second, all that starch, isn't starch bad for you? What about the Atkins diet? What about my friends that lost 50 pounds just eating meat?
Well, you mentioned it. Atkins is dead and I'm alive. So that should tell you something. I mean, plain and simple, the Atkins diet is an aberration. It's the ultimate in make yourself sick, and when you get sick, you lose weight, and that's the way it works. So I know people are afraid of starch. That's why I called the book The Starch Solution. I wanted to take a big, sharp stick and poke it in somebody's eye so they pay attention. Here's how the saying goes. Don't eat starch. Don't eat rice. It turns to fat. It makes you fat. And that's why there are 1.73 billion obese Asians living on rice. Wait a minute. There are no fat Asians. And likewise, there are no fat people any place today or in history who lived on starch. And let's talk about some of the historical people. The Aztecs and the Mayas were known as the people of the corn. They lived on corn. And further south, the Incas, they lived on potatoes, except when they went to battle, they switched to quinoa. And the people in the Middle East, that's where the bread basket used to be, they lived on bread, like barley and wheat. And they were trim and healthy, hearty warriors. This idea that starches are fattening has condemned us to a very expensive, very dangerous diet, which fosters and feeds a medical system that gives people heart surgery and bypass surgery of their intestines so they can lose weight and treats them for type 2 diabetes. There's nothing good about that kind of diet. We need to switch back to the traditional diet of people, which is corn, rice, beans, and potatoes.
And as you said in doing your survey, you found that you would save money if you did that and you didn't become afraid of starch. It's funny that you say that because it was just a couple of weeks ago that somebody said to me, they told me, hey, you look great. What are you doing? And that kind of stuff. And I actually was saying, look, I'm eating rice. I'm doing this and doing that. And they said, oh, my gosh, rice, are you kidding me? And potatoes, you have potatoes on your list? Well, they told me, look, if you cut out corn, and this was a doctor, if you cut out corn, potatoes, and rice, you'll lose even more weight.
Well, if you make yourself sick by cutting them out completely, you will lose weight. that's the way those diets work. But, I mean, just stop and look around. Just look at the world today. Look at people who live on rice and corn and beans. Look at the people in the Middle East right now who live on chickpeas and rice. I mean, these people who we are not always in good friendships with, I mean, these people are trim, hearty, strong people. And look at the Americans who have given up the rice and the chickpeas and the beans, and we've ended up fat and sick. There's some lessons to learn, and you don't have to be a scientist or a doctor to figure this out. I mean, think about the fact that two-thirds of the people in this country are overweight. You know, half the people get heart disease. Somewhere around 10% have diabetes, and they predict 30% will. Everybody is sick. And the only way that everybody could be sick is if there's a terrible, incorrect message out there. And that message is you need to stay away from starch and instead eat meat and dairy and whatever you want, but just don't eat starch. You know, it almost sounds like a conspiracy from the meat and dairy industry, although I don't think they're that smart to put together such a conspiracy. I want you to know we did a study. I run a clinic in Santa Rosa, California, where I take care of people. I'm a medical doctor. And we have analyzed 1,700 of our patients who've been through the clinic. And we excluded nobody. The average weight loss in 7 days of eating buffet style, as much as you want, the average weight loss in overweight women, or in all women, was 3.1 pounds in 7 days. In men, it was 3.6 pounds. In other words, you lose a half a pound a day on average when you switch to a starch-based diet. we drop blood pressure. It's got almost everybody off blood pressure pills. Cholesterol drops on average were 23 points in 7 days. You know, people got their lives back when they started eating correctly. And I love the way you started this interview. You started out by saying something that we all must agree on. We all must eat. The question is, where are you going to get your calories from? Are you going to get them from fat and protein, which means meat and dairy, or are you going to get them from carbohydrate, which means plants, starches, vegetables, fruits? It's up to you. You know, you can buy expensive things that makes your children and your spouses sick, or you can go back to the traditional diet of people, the diet almost everybody that's walked this earth has consumed, a starch-based diet. You can get your health back. You can get your productivity back. You can save $11 per person per day on food, not to mention the medical costs and the blood pressure pills and the diabetic pills. I mean, I can't imagine why anybody would want to do anything different except they don't know is the problem.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree. People are very confused about food. Processed foods. This is the same guy I had the conversation with that was telling me with processed foods and did agree on this. Processed foods, he felt as though this was causing cancer among some people because we eat so much processed foods.
Well, clearly our diet is causing breast, colon, prostate cancer and other kinds of cancer. What you blame on, the details are kind of hard to work out. Could it be the fat in the diet? Could it be the environmental contaminants? Could it be the cholesterol? Could it be the high protein that suppresses the immune system? And what could it be? You know, it doesn't really matter because all the descriptors I just used apply to meat and dairy. All of the healthy things, in other words, no cholesterol, high fiber, high carbohydrate, nice array of vitamins and minerals, all that applies to potatoes, rice, and corn, and starches, and fruits, and vegetables. So I agree with the person who told you that processed foods or what we're eating is causing cancer. I don't know the details, but I do know what the source is. I know how to avoid the things that will make my family sick. And everybody ought to know that. Everybody ought to understand what they should be eating.
Yeah, and you just described it to us. What you gave us all the basics that we should have, the potatoes, et cetera.
Yeah, well, let me tell you some of the meals. I mean, you can start out in the morning with oatmeal for breakfast, hash brown potatoes for breakfast, waffles and pancakes for breakfast. For lunch, you can go on to a healthy pizza. You can go on to all your favorite vegetable soups like bean soup, pea soup, tomato soup, lentil soup, minestrone soup. And you go on for dinner and you have things like pasta and marinara sauce. You have chili beans and rice and bean burritos and mushu vegetables and rice. We have over 2,000 recipes published. And by the way, about 500 of those are free on our website if people want to visit, which is drmcdougall.com. There's just a multitude of things you can eat. In fact, let me offer you one more challenge. Mm-hmm. What is making people sick today, they don't even like. I can't get people to eat boiled chicken. I can't get them to eat boiled beef. They keep wanting to dump salt all over it or sugar or barbecue sauce or sweet and sour sauce or A1 steak sauce, some way to disguise the flavor so they can get it down. It is so disgusting what people are eating. So when you give up these foods that are making your family poor and sick and hospitalized and losing your job and causing you to be overweight, when you give those things up, you give up nothing. You don't give up good eating. You give up bad taste. You know, it's just that people don't know. They love potatoes. In fact, if you think about it, if all your listeners will stop and think about it for a minute, when I mention pasta, if you happen to be from the Mediterranean, you go, oh, comfort food. Mm-hmm. I love pasta.
Yeah.
If you're from Asia or have had that kind of exposure, you go, oh, rice. As a matter of fact, in China, the word for hello is rice. It's, you know, hello, how are you today? Is have you had your rice today?
Yeah.
That's how comforting and important these starches are. So wherever you're from, I was from the Midwest, and I was raised on mashed potatoes. I love mashed potatoes. Those are my comfort foods.
Yeah.
And all of your listeners should be thinking about that. The reason you like these foods is they are your food. They're your diet.
Yep. I agree. The starch solution, Dr. McDougall, I'm going off to have some mashed potatoes. Thanks so much for coming on the show.
Well, thank you. It's a real pleasure.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Every day, nearly 3,000 families enter into foreclosure and face losing their home. If you're currently behind on your mortgage, you can still avoid foreclosure. You can save your home, but you need to act now. We're Allied State Foreclosure Services. We're experts in saving homes from foreclosure. With just one phone call to us, you can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, and save your home. Call now. The call is free with no obligation. 1-800-597-8843. Call us if you've been threatened with foreclosure, denied loan modification, or missed a payment on your mortgage. If you've been a victim of a predatory loan or are upside down on your mortgage, even if you've lost your job and you're worried about losing your home, don't wait. Call us now and let us help you save your home. You've worked hard to build a life with your family. Let us help you keep your home. Call now before it's too late. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
America tonight, as we round the final turn for this hour anyway. Medal count wise, the U.S. trailing China. U.S. has 70, China 73. So China's in first with the most amount of medals. U.S. second, and England is third. Still more to come when it comes to medals in the games. Little under a week left. In this hour of America tonight, we talked about a lot of different things, the frustration of taxes, and, I mean, really, nobody wants to pay more taxes, whether they have money or they don't have money, let's face it, but don't we all feel as though we're taxed out the yang, and yet this continues to be the bane of our existence. Politicians get it, but they want to blame the other guys, so they keep bringing it up, taxes, 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 taxes. It's crazy. All right, let's get out of this insanity and let's head to the mail room and check the mail.
You have mail, mistress.
Yes, indeed. We have lots of mail and a couple of different things. One, this one from Lydia, who says, Loeffner's a creep. He pleads guilty to 19 counts. Katie only did that in that mass shooting in Arizona that almost killed Congresswoman Giffords, and a 9-year-old girl was slaughtered at his hands. The only reason he did that is so he would not have to go through the death penalty phase. So, yeah, I'm sure it's a plea deal. He's sentenced to life in prison, no eligibility for parole, so that's it. Prosecutors are going to play tough for sure. His sentencing will happen November 15th. And he also waived, by the way, his right to pursue an insanity defense. How about that? 23 years old. That's a sad state of affairs. Phew. 23. Throw away the key. Throw away the key. So, here's another one. This one from Slammin' Sammy, who says, Kate, long time no talk up north. We're doing well. I'm not even going to make a hockey reference here, just so yez know. And he said yez. I think he was being cute. So yez know. And the question that Sam has is, how are the U.S. athletes faring? What are people captivated by when it comes to the Olympics? And the answer is, I think Pete in Texas pretty much told the story. You just can't help yourself. It's good timing with the Olympics, with the Summer Olympics. Well, the Olympics in general, the winter really has that same advantage because we're a captive audience. For all of us chomping at the bit to get back to football, there is no football. I mean, there's training camps, but you can easily read about the training camps or go and check out some of the football or try to figure out what the team's going to look like. But we're not into the regular season hardly. So we have a ways to go, and it'll all wrap up, and that's it. I think it's the thirst for the competition, especially the American red, white, and blue, because where else do you get that? Yes, you can. You get that at when you salute the flags and sing the national anthem and whatnot, but it's still different than when you're competing against a host of other nations and you're really cheering the American athletes on. And so far overall, if I were to score this on a scale of 1 to 10, as far as the athletes are concerned, boy, a lot of people stepping up. That's why you're watching the gymnastics of all things and you never don't know much about it, but you're watching them sail through the air and you can't believe what you're seeing because I think it's so tough. How do they do the moves that they do? And some of the gymnasts are so young. Oof. Unbelievable. That's why 33 million or so are watching. 33 million. That's a very, very big number. All right, let's move to another one. This one comes to us from, this is a clever name, Bradley Hood. Get it? The play on the Romney Hood thing? Bradley Hood says, Kate, I am so sick of hearing about Romney's taxes, especially from somebody like Senator Harry Reid, and I really don't normally have a beef with him. But the fact that he's pointing out Mitt Romney, he doesn't release his own tax returns. He makes a ton of money. He doesn't want the people in Nevada, especially those struggling, to know how much money he has. All right, so we started talking about one politician and then segued into another. And I can see, yeah, I mean, you know, you watch it. What? There are no words for that. You watch it. And what did one of the athletes say today that I saw? It is what it is. So in this case, in a different way, it is what it is. Speaking of money and the Mars rover, a lot of people, as much as I love anything to do with NASA, there are a lot of people who surprisingly are not excited about this mission to Mars because what ultimately is it accomplishing is pretty much what the take is. What looking for water, microorganisms, anything that shows us that there is life on the red planet, doesn't it seem like there could be a better use of money? That's what lots of people are writing in. Doesn't it seem like there would be a better way to spend this money? I don't know. I do like the idea of the rover, and I know space exploration often leads to things that you cannot even imagine. 855-266-5283. Keep the number handy, although we're getting up against it. A reminder, in a couple of weeks, we'll be broadcasting live at the tail end of the month and into the convention. We'll be broadcasting live with America Tonight on when we're there in Tampa. So I can only imagine some of the great guests that we're going to have during that time frame. And it's politics, politics, and more politics, but it's the importance of politics, the things that we want to know the answers to. So we'll see what kind of answers that we end up getting. Here's one from, I like this, you are clever, Parks and Rec. Dearest Kate, please excuse the funny nickname. I just thought you would get a jolt out of it. I don't know if you saw this or not, but Dick Cheney took back what he said about Sarah Palin as a VP possibility for McCain and then ultimately becoming the choice. I did see it, and Cheney is kind of backing off, not kind of, he seems to really be backing off of what he said about Sarah Palin. He suggested it was a mistake for McCain to pick Palin as his voice, you know, as his, or as his vice, rather, presidential running mate in 2008. So this criticism is not anything, new. The line that the vice president walks is very, very thin. Very thin. So Cheney recalled swearing Obama into the Senate after his election from Illinois, then watching him disappear for 2 years before he ran for president. Then he talked about Sarah Palin a little bit. He didn't offer really any great big clues. And he just said, it was my judgment. I was asked if I thought the McCain process in 08 had been well done or was it a mistake. And I said I thought it was a mistake. So that's where they went from on that one. Here's one from Gene. It's probably because we have a couple of genes. Gene says, amen to watching the Olympics. I think a lot of people need to just chillax, Kate. And if nothing else, get away from the politics and the frustrations for a very short amount of time. Come on, let's all do it. What a way to close this out, talking about all kinds of things, including Cheney getting out of the sticky situation of what he said about Sarah Palin. So that's trying to soft pedal it and turn things in a much different direction. VP candidate, here's my choice, baby. It's Paul Ryan, Congressman Paul Ryan. What's yours?
Idiot! It's simple!
Can you repeat the part of this stuff where you said all about the things?
You will respect my authority!
What, are you kidding me?
Can heart and body extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using heart and body extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I have very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking heart and body extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.